Hey guys, it's Thursday and we're diving into Luke 8 today. You will get the opportunity to hear about the parable of the sower again from the gospel writer Luke. So you can contrast that with what we read yesterday. Jesus talks again about his mother and brothers, and we've already talked about that. He calms the storm, lamp on a stand, and then we come to this crazy story about a demon-possessed man that was in an area that we'll read about called the Decapolis. Now, Decapolis, if you think of the word deca meaning 10. So the Decapolis was an area of 10 cities that were clustered together. Now, this was Greek land. This was not Jewish land. Jesus didn't spend a lot of time outside of the Jewish influence, but had a reason, obviously, this day to cross the sea and to go heal this man. Now, we see in two of the three gospels of this account that there was one man that had the demons. Matthew tells us that there were two men. So there's a lot of different thoughts as to why two of the gospels say it's one man and one of the gospels say it's two men. But whether that's he's the one that talked the most or he's the one that had the most demonic control over him, we don't know that. Again, remembering that because the gospel accounts don't have the same exact words a lot of the time, that actually adds to the legitimacy of it instead of takes away from it. So these are different perspectives written down by the different gospel writers. So the Decapolis is where this happens, and he comes across this man named Legion. Now, there is some significance in Legion. Some Bible scholars feel that this refers to a Roman legion of soldiers, which some thinks it was 5,000, think it was 5,000 soldiers, some think it was 6,000 soldiers, but nevertheless, there were 5,000 or 6,000 soldiers in a legion. This man's name was Legion, signifying that he had a lot of demons in him. And then this crazy thing happens that Jesus sends the demons out of this man, frees this man. Everybody was freaked out by this man in the area, and sends these demons into a herd of pigs. Now, the herd of pigs is really interesting here because these people in the Decapolis, because it was such a huge number of pigs, this was probably not a private herd of pigs, but very easily could have been a herd of pigs that was used in cult worship or emperor worship with the Greeks over there. So that's kind of cool. But also remembering that for Jewish people, pigs were seen as unclean. So if this were to happen with a herd of pigs over on the Jewish side of things, nobody would have been bothered that it happened to pigs because they couldn't eat them because of the Old Testament law. Anyways, they were seen as unclean, but not so in the Decapolis. In the Decapolis, they were used for money, which helps us make some sense of this, because when this man or men were healed from the demonic activity happening inside of them, notice the guy wanted to follow Jesus, and Jesus told him what? He told him no. So Jesus, without any education, this man had no education, he just knew that Jesus had had mercy on him. And Jesus, unlike other people that Jesus healed on the Jewish side of things, Jesus allowed him to go and tell people. He wanted to go with Jesus back to Jesus's home. Jesus said, no, you're needed here. And notice the reaction of the people in this town. They were upset and wanted Jesus to leave. They were more worried about their possessions and about what changes Jesus wanted to make in them than they were what had just happened to this man who was in their minds, unhealable shape. Isn't that true in our world today a lot of the time?
Have a great day, and I will talk to you tomorrow on Friday.